Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on fire.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here tonight. I know you have a million and one things to do, and if you're located in many counties here in Georgia, your children are already back in school. So thank you for taking time out of your very busy evening and joining us. Today's show, we're going to share our sponsors. So today's show is sponsored by Third Heaven Sound and also author Alexandra Townsend. So we're going to actually listen to an ad from Alexandra now.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
That, again, is one of our sponsors this evening, Miss Alexandra Townsend, an awesome, awesome book that she authored, and you definitely want to get your copy of that book. Now, our second sponsor this evening is Third Heaven Sound, and the owner is Mr. Vincent Lynch. He actually produced all of the music played behind that advertisement that you heard my voice, yours truly, as well as the song On Fire to Inspire. He actually wrote the music for that as well. So thank you so much, Third Heaven Sound and Ms. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. You all are thank you for your support. And also one of the sayings that Third Heaven Sound says is they are truly, it's more than just music, it's a sound. So it's truly, if you listen to his stuff, it's truly not about just music, it's a sound. And he has that sound, that genuine dynamic sound. So we will be having a dynamic speaker shortly that will be coming to the platform. I was about to say to the stage, as if we're on TV live. I tell you, her name is Miss Everlee Harrison, and I tell you, it's absolutely an honor to be able to speak with this lady this evening. She has a dynamic background. So many people use excuses of, oh, well, I can't do this because I had this happen in my past, or I have this disability, or I have that. But this lady accomplished so much, and she's blind. So what's our excuse? What are we using as our crutch to say, this is why I'm not fulfilling my dreams? Why are you not doing it? Are you living on shoulda, coulda, woulda? No, there's no time for that. It's time to live, and it's time to live now. So what are you using as your crutch or your excuse, and why are you using it? So that's a question that you can kind of ponder on throughout the show as we actually talk and interview her for the evening. So as we await her arrival, I have another thing. Since we are talking about you dreaming, you will actually hear Dare to Dream from On Fire to Inspire, the book that I actually penned. And the Dare to Dream is actually from the audio version of the book. And all of the music, again, was done by Third Heaven Sound.
Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The name of that piece is Dare to Dream. So, again, I ask you, why aren't you dreaming anymore? I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. You used to dream. It's time to start dreaming again. It's time to start living the life that you thought about dreaming when you were younger. Yeah, you may be 30, you may be 40, you may be 50, or even into your 60s. It does not matter because you can still do it as long as you have breath in your body. I say it all the time. As long as there is breath in this body, then there's purpose still to be fulfilled. There is still something for me to do until I lay down and go to sleep. So that's the way I call it. I don't call it when I die, I lay down and go to sleep because I'm a kingdom citizen. Well, we are awaiting again Miss Everlee Harrison. As we do so, you know I don't pause. So we're going to actually open the lines up. We're going to open the lines up, ask, have a couple of people give me some comments on what they're feeling tonight based on what I've said about dreaming and dreaming again and things of that nature. So press 1 for me if you have anything to add or anything to say, a question, if that what I said to you actually kind of hit a nerve or struck a nerve for you. I want to hear your feedback. Press 1 if you want to give me your feedback live, because I really want to know. There are so many people. I met some people even this evening that was like, you know what? I've been working a job for 10 years that I hate, and it's time for me to start living my dream. So this was just an hour ago when I was talking to had an opportunity to speak with a young lady with that. So I'm telling you, it is time to dream. All right, we actually have a change. You know, I'm flexible, and God is amazing. So we're going to actually take this first caller, and then we're going to go with my surprise guest that I have for you now. So we're going to take our first caller, and then we'll go into the interview.
Hello?
Welcome on Fire to Inspire. You are on live. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Isna Tianti.
Hi, Miss Isna Tianti. Did you
How
have
are you?
Great. Did you have a comment tonight or something that you wanted to say that kind of struck a nerve for you? What did you want to
well,
add tonight for that?
I do. I actually, the Bible says that in the last days that there will be dreams that will be dreamed, or dreamt, rather. I believe it's like the old men will dream dreams, if I'm not mistaken. But it is time to now put those dreams into fruition. And a lot of times we tuck things in dark places thinking, oh, that'll never happen. But I myself, God has been waking me up in the early hours with dreams. But then I used to kind of just like, well, what are these dreams meaning? What is it? What is the purpose? What are you trying to tell me? And God is showing me the early bird, it truly does get the worm. He's been speaking to me early in the hour, mornings, and allowing me to just really start seeing my day manifest, like in a visually seeing how my day is going to go. And I just am blessed that in these days and in these times, God is still giving us dreams. And if we continue to walk in our purpose and our call, they will manifest. They will manifest. But you have to write. I encourage everyone to write your dreams down. When you wake up, it's not just the things that you want to foresee for yourself in just the waking state, but even in your unconscious state when you dream. Write it down, because there's always a message that God is trying to share with you, even in that unconscious state, if we just heed to it.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for your input, your feedback, because I'm sure someone that's touched someone's heart. So thank you again. And please continue to listen while we have our surprise guest, okay? Thank you so much.
Yes, I do.
All right. So we actually have a surprise guest tonight, and she was actually supposed to be one of our guests last week, but she was traveling. We have the phenomenal one and only Miss Rashonda Tate Billingsley on the line with us. So I will be bringing her live. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Miss Rashonda. How are you tonight?
I am on fire and so happy to be here.
Amen, amen, amen. I am so excited to have you on because we know you're on tour and you have these books that are being turned into movies and you have one being debuted this month on BET. So excited for you. I am so very excited.
Well,
so
thank you. You know,
it's
so funny. It's so funny that your you will be talking about dreams manifesting themselves because this is a dream come true. This is a dream that I have had for years that I just, you know, it has taken a long time to happen, but I firmly believe that everything happens in God's time. And it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to air when it is airing on August 29th. And it was so empowering for me to just hear your previous caller and hear the things that you were saying, because I think back to my journey with this book. This is Let the Church Say Amen. It is my second novel. And it is the one that gave me the most grief. I got hate mail. I shed so many tears behind this book. And it was because of the reaction that people gave me. There were people that said I was going to rot in hell because of what I was writing. There were people that questioned my faith and my Christianity because of what I wrote. And so there was always a struggle. I even saw it from colleagues, other Christian authors who were like, how is she having success with this book when she doesn't really uplift God? And so I shared so many tears, but I never gave up. And so to me, that's just a personification of what you're talking about in seeing your dreams to fruition.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm so very excited. I'm telling you, I don't know how I moved into that. Yeah, I know how I moved into that because I'm so led by whatever God tell me to do. It's so not me. This is not my show. This is not my platform. It's all about him getting the glory, but it's all about helping people push into their purpose because I call myself a purpose midwife. So if I'm not helping push them into their purpose, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
So I am so excited that that's completely in line with, you know, a dream come true for you. And it's so inspiring for many of us that are, you know, newer authors on the scene to say, hey, if it happened for her, it can happen for us. The young lady that just spoke a moment ago, she's actually a new author. She's a poet and spoken word artist. And, I mean, she's being, you know, on some platforms already that she's being asked for and, you know, recognized, and she's like, whoa. So, you know, her dream is coming to fruition now after several years. So, you know, it's completely lining up with what you're saying. So we thank you so much for joining us and saying even that because it's just confirming some things for other people that are listening, I'm sure. So tell us, you are having that the movie is actually being aired on August 29th on BET, you said?
Yes, at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m., okay. So, listeners, make sure you tune in and support our sister because this is just a phenomenal thing for your book to be turned into a movie. And is this like they're going to be doing two, right?
Yeah, this is the first one. BET has the rights to four of them, actually. So this is the first of four. And I'm so blessed. And not only do I have those, next year, I have two movies coming with TV One. So two of my books will be movies on TV One.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Walking in your purpose and living life to the fullest now. Not talking about, well, maybe in 10 years. No, it's
right.
Time to live now. I'm loving
it. Yeah,
that.
I don't want to talk about I will. I want to say I did.
Ooh, yes, I love it. I don't want to talk about I will. I want to say I did. You know, that makes me think about one of the things I love to say a lot is I want to be leaving a legacy, and I don't want to leave a liability. It's time for us to start leaving legacies and no longer leave liabilities. So it makes me think about that saying. And if you're saying I did, guess what? You've already done it, so you're leaving your legacy.
Right.
Right.
I love it. So tell us about your newest book. You have one that's already receiving awards. You just got congratulations on your award you just received from the NAACP Awards as well. Tell us a little bit about the newest book and some of your accomplishments.
Well, yes, my latest book that I'm currently on tour for is Mama's Boy, and it is about a woman that is faced with a terrible choice. Her son is it's kind of ripped from the headlines. Her son is videotaping a police officer, gets into an altercation, and the police officer ends up shot and killed, and her son goes on the run. So as a mother, do you turn your son in or do you help him hide? Throw in the dynamics of this officer is white, and your son is black, and you're in Jasper, Texas, a town rife with racial discord. And so can you imagine a mother in that position, one that, you know, tries to do right and has lived a righteous life but cannot see herself turning her son over to this to a racist police department? And so I deal with that issue, and, of course, in my trademark humor, I had humor, I had several layers, a little secrets. And so I want to address a serious topic, but I throw in all of these other things just to entertain and educate the reader. So that's Mama's Boy, and I'm busy touring with that. I'm working with Brown Girls Books, my publishing company. We are just super excited about all that we're doing with Brown Girls. It's just amazing that the doors that God has opened up for us with that.
Yes. Now, I was able to host an interview with your little Miss Brown Girls shortly back in, I want to say, January. The books of the little girls, the youth, and they actually have written another book since then, didn't they?
They have. Called The Perfect Summer. Three very talented writers. One of them is my daughter, Morgan. She's 13. We have Jackie Lee and Gabrielle Simone, and these are some phenomenal young writers. And they are part of our line, Brown Girls Kids. Their books are written by kids for kids. And we also have a Brown Girls Teens line, which are books written by teens for teens. So we're all about developing that and nurturing that love of writing early on. But we have a lot of books in store. We've only been out a little bit over a year, and we already have 24 authors on our roster an amazing lineup of books that are scheduled to come out, including Everly Hairston, who wrote Blind Ambition. It's an amazing memoir of a woman that has overcome blindness to become one of the top officials in the American Federation of the Blind. And it is just her captivating story of going blind. Can you just imagine, you know, you're this independent woman and just slowly you're going blind and trying to fight it. So she has an amazing story. Brenda Thomas, I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she is a phenomenal writer. She's back in the day was one of the top writers, and she's coming back with an amazing story called Woman on Top. And we have some twins that the identical crime served identical time. And it is their amazing story of just, can you imagine, you know, these two young girls both go to prison, both do the same amount of time. These are twins, and it is their life story. So we just have an amazing lineup. Patty King, daughter of B.B. King, we have her book coming out. So, I mean, I could go on and on about all that Brown Girls has in store.
That is amazing, truly, truly amazing. So you all have just been shortly over a year, and you have 24 authors already on Brown Girls Publishing.
We have 24 already published.
Already published? Wow.
Yeah, we've published 24 books already, and we have several more lined up. In fact, we have a few new lines coming. Jacqueline Thomas Presents is she has about 20 authors lined up. They'll be coming out in the next year. And Rhonda McKnight heads up our Brown Girls Faith division, and she has an awesome lineup of authors coming out. We're about to start a YA line, and then we have a couple of other things we aren't ready to announce just yet, but we're so excited about it.
I'm excited with you and for you. And I may be able to refer one of the teens to you, a teen, a real up-and-coming teen. A friend of mine's daughter is just powerful, powerful teen that's doing some writing, so I may be able to send someone else your way. So, yes, ma'am, it's great to know. I didn't know you all had the teens, the kids, and the wow, I'm amazed.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm speechless. It takes a lot to take me to a speech.
and we're so blessed because we're being recognized. We just recently were nominated. We received 11 nominations, Brown Girls books, including Publisher of the Year for the African American Literary Awards. Now, that's phenomenal within itself,
that
you know, just
is.
For us, our company within a year of existence to be recognized so nationally.
Yes, that is amazing. And that's another thing that you're doing, pursuing your purpose, pursuing your passion, but you're helping others do the same. And that's what it's
Absolutely.
All about.
Absolutely. It is. Oh. You know, I believe that God has blessed me to be in a position in my life to experience a moderate amount of success, but I can't be successful if I don't reach back and try to take someone else along for the ride. I still have a
yes.
ways to go, but if I can help anyone else achieve their dreams as well, then I feel like that's my, not only my calling, it's my duty.
I love it. Not only your calling, but your duty. That's what I'm talking about. You know, so many people, they reach a status, if you will, and then they forget about others, or they forget about reaching back and helping people. And it's about helping people as you can walk together, especially if you have similar goals. You know, people look at it like, no, she has a children's book too. So she has a children's book, but you all have different information. You have different categories. Even if you're in the same category, I'm sure there are some kids that need your book and hers. You know, I was able to attend the Steve Harvey Expo here in Atlanta this past weekend, and we were vending, and I was talking to a lady, and she's a teacher in Texas, and she said there was another author. There were only two children's books on the table with all the different authors, and she said, I want to get this book because it teaches in English and Spanish, which is my children's book, and then another new young lady, her book was Super Mommy, and she was like, I want both of them. And the other young lady was like, oh, my goodness, you're promoting my book as well. I said, why wouldn't I? That's who I
right.
am, and that's what it's all about, because your blessings come from being a blessing. You know, and I get weird looks all the time because I will promote someone's stuff, and
well,
sometimes
you know,
I forget to promote my own.
You know, it is one of the things that I try to tell authors, this is not a competition. One,
mm-hmm.
if a person reads one good book, guess what? They want another. And so maybe
yes.
you don't buy my book today and you buy the person standing next to me, but you read one good book, you'll get another. And so
mm-hmm.
many of us, we've got to stop looking at this as an either or a competition and just
mm-hmm.
all of us try to uplift each other.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. You are so right. Now, I'm actually just visited your website, and I see like a trailer of Let the Church Say Amen. And you have some actual faces that are known actors that are playing these parts. Tell us a little bit about it, because I really want to drum up bringing, you know, audiences to help watch that when it's launched.
Yes, we have. It's starring Steve Harris, who was in Diary of a Mad Black Woman, in Private Practice. Lila Rashan, it plays the First Lady. Natori Naughton, who is currently the star of Power, plays the main character, Rachel Jackson. Hosea Chanchez, who plays Malik on The Game, is in it. It's produced by Queen Latifah. Executive producer is T.D. Jakes, and Regina King is the director. So very, very excited about it.
It's a phenomenal. It looks like it's going to be a great, great show. So you guys, make sure you mark your calendars, you set your calendars, you set your recorders if you're not going to be home, so you can make sure you come back and watch it, because we have to support our sister and watch this show on the 29th at 8 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Yeah, the 29th at 8 p.m., on BET, because I'm telling you, if you go to Rashonda's website, it's www.Rashonda, and that's R-E-S-H-O-N-D-A, Tate, T-A-T-E, Billingsley, BILLINGSLEY.com. You will actually see the trailer that I'm speaking of, and there are so many people. I remember the young lady from Waiting to Exhale. She played in that. The gentleman that played in what was the movie? It's on the tip of my tongue. Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yes, he's in there. He was the mean husband.
He was the mean husband that got it at the end. But I mean, all of these people, you know these faces, and it's exhilarating to be able to see, you know, your book brought to life, but not only brought to life by just anybody, it's being brought to life by well-known actors and actresses. That's an honor.
Yes.
In addition to, it's like the icing on the cake, isn't it?
It was, you know, and it was such an amazing experience to have these actors who I knew and respected, you know, knew from their work, come up to me and say, am I doing your character justice? Are you happy
wow.
with what I'm doing? And that was just an amazing experience.
I know it was. Now, you also mentioned two more movies coming out for TV One. That'll be coming out next year.
Yes, in the fall of 2016, The Secret She Kept and The Devil Is Alive. TV One will be making both of those into movies.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. This looks like something that, you know, people would definitely want to see. I wouldn't be surprised with you all getting all kind of accolades and awards with this as well, because to see it in brought to life on the film is a whole nother spin from the book. So I'm excited for you, and I'm celebrating with you. I really am. So tell us some of the things you got coming up, because I know you're on tour, and you have, I thought I had a lot going on. Tell us some of the things you have that you have coming up.
Well, I'm working on just promoting Mama's Boy. I'm currently writing my next book that comes out in July. I have a book coming out in October that I co-wrote with J.D. Mason and Bernice McFadden called Finding Amos. And then Victoria Christopher Murray and I have the final book in our Rachel Jasmine series coming out in February. And I am just continuing to stay busy. I'm doing a lot of work with Brown Girls. That keeps me very busy. So I will just keep writing. And then I'm also helping with the screenplay. I'm currently working on Holy Rollers, the screenplay, which is the next movie that Regina King would like to make.
Amen. When do you sleep? That would be my question next. When do you sleep?
When I go until I can't go anymore. My husband always jokes that he comes in and I'm just completely passed out.
Wow. What's been your motivation? Because I know you said it's been, you know, a dream coming true. What's been like a motivation for you to just keep you motivated while you watch the process of everything kind of, you know, come to fruition?
You know, because I'm a firm believer that I can live my dreams, all of them. And so I just always have believed in doing whatever it took to make those dreams a reality. And so you know, I have had naysayers, even my own family, who couldn't see the vision. My mother was really wasn't supportive of my writing career in the beginning because she didn't know writers. She didn't think it was something that she wanted me to get a real job, basically. but I had to believe in myself for everyone that didn't. And so that's been my motivation all the time, is just having that belief that I'll show you. You might not be able to see it now, but just hang on and you will.
I love it. I love that. I know I was speaking to a group of ladies, and I told them, I said, don't be bitter, don't be angry. I said, that same energy that it would take you to be angry and upset, use that as a catalyst to be your energy to push you into and catapult you into where you want to be.
Right.
So you make those people who say you couldn't, show them that you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
So I love it. I love it. I love it. So you have Brown Girls Publishing. It's been a year. You all have published 24 books. You have many, many more on the horizon. You have movies coming out. You have stage plays coming out. I'm just, it's such an honor that you were able to join us tonight and just help us understand that regardless of where you are, you can still continue to dream. You can still continue to believe in your dreams and just keep moving. Keep moving forward. I tell people all the time, you can't move forward if you're looking backwards because you're going to bump into something.
Right. Yeah, one of my favorite quotes by Les Brown is, you don't have to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great.
Oh, yes, I like that one. I like it, I like it. Yes, ma'am. So what would you say to someone that is, let's say you have one of my 50-year-olds that, you know, is writing her first book, and she says, you know what, it's time for me to live my life, and I'm ready to live it now. What would be some encouraging words that you would give her, or him, if it's a gentleman that is doing the same? What would you give a person?
Well, first of all, it's never too late to realize your dream, never. As long as you're on top of this soil, as my grandmother used to say, as long as you're on top of the soil, it's never too late to realize your dream. And just do it. Your previous caller mentioned writing down. I'm a firm believer in writing down your goals. Write the vision is my philosophy. And so you write it and put it somewhere. I do post-it notes. Put it somewhere it can be seen and write your vision and pursue that vision. Do whatever it takes to make that dream a reality.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Writing the vision from Rebecca, I tell you. Well, Rashonda, I just really, really, truly appreciate you tonight. And I look like I have a caller that wants to ask a question. Do you have time?
Okay, yes.
Okay, one moment. Looks like we have a caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Aaliyah and Rashonda. Who do we have tonight?
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. This is Crystal Chanel. I just wanted to say that I'm definitely enjoying the show, and also wanted to kind of just speak very briefly to your interviewer, just wanting to let her know that I actually had, I'm an event coordinator, so I actually just had my first Meet the Authors event at Cat's Cafe on August the 1st. And would love to maybe sometime in the near future. I'm planning another one, hopefully for October the 10th. Excuse me. So maybe one day in the future we can connect, and maybe I can invite you out to the Meet the Authors event. I'm also in the process of putting some together for the children. So I did, you know, kind of hear that you were, you know, have a couple of people that children books that I'm not sure if children wrote the books or yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't quite hear
children
all of it.
Them.
Okay, beautiful. So I am definitely looking to have Meet the Authors for the children and the kids also. So I just wanted to connect with you on that, and then maybe we can have that set up for the near future. But
I would love that.
You definitely inspired me. So I'm in the process of writing a book also, my very first one, but I pick it up and put it down, pick it up and put it down. But God delivered me from sex addiction, so I'm in the process of writing my book, touching bases on that. And also listening to the commercial, Aaliyah, I really appreciate it, listening to the commercial that you had playing tonight in regards to the, was it alcohol addiction?
Yes.
Very, very, very touching. So my book pretty much includes sex addictions and food addictions, but very touching. I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And you know what? Email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's O-N-F-I-R-E-T-O, spelling everything out, at Gmail. And I'd definitely love to connect with you. And if there's anything I can do to assist you, or if you want me to come as well in one of your platforms, just let me know. I'd love to help out.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys tremendously.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you.
All right, Rashonda, I told you, we are just doing what God is calling us to do, and it's time to live, and it's time to live now. I know I was doing a book signing in South Carolina last year, and I remember I heard the Lord audibly tell me, tell the people to stop settling and stop existing and tell them it's time to start living. It's time to start living the life that I've called them to live. And I was like, okay, I suppose tell these people this at the book signing. And he was like, yes. And so I was obedient, and I shared those words, and I'm telling you, and it was more of a motivational and inspirational event versus just a book signing. But I was obedient. At the end of the book signing, people were coming up to me, hugging me, and I ended up praying for some people as well. But it was very encouraging because you had people that I grew up with that were, you know, my age group, some were my mom's age, some were like my grandmother's age, coming and hugging me and saying that word was for me and I appreciate you. So, you know, out of your obedience, just like you shared that this was a dream come true for you, and you inspired her and you inspired the other young lady, and who knows how many more people that are alive that you're inspiring now or people that will listen to this recording. So I'm telling you, I just truly appreciate you tonight, and I thank you for being able to be available at, you know, at the last minute, because you were our surprise guest, a surprise to me as well, as the caller. So we truly appreciate you, because your success is an inspiration to us to know that it is here for us as well.
Well, I so appreciate that for you for having me. I really do. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I tell you, it's been an awesome opportunity to have walked out on faith, launched my own network last week, have Victoria last week, have you this week, and it's mind-blowing at what God is doing, and I just thank you. And I want you to mention all of your outlets, media outlets, and contact information so everyone can continue to follow you.
You can find me on my website, which is my very long name, RashondaTateBillingsley.com. I'm also on Facebook under Rashonda Tate Billingsley. And then Instagram, Twitter, Instagram is also my long name, and then Twitter and Periscope at Rashonda T. And you can find links to all of those places on my website.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Rashonda, thank you again for everything that you are doing. You guys make sure that you visit her sites. Tune in, because this is a phenomenal woman to follow, to watch, to listen to. And she is doing some great things, and so are you. Thank you so much for listening to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself. We are here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you all have a great night.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.